It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. Ray is with us. Ray is in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hello, Dave. It's a real pleasure to speak to you.
You too. How can we help?
Well, in late 2019, my income roughly tripled. A good problem to have. And in 2020, I got real aggressive with paying off debt. I was able to clear off a motorcycle debt, all credit cards, and the last two items are now a house and a car. But one of the things I also did over 2020 is I bought Bitcoin, and it's ballooned into this huge account now worth roughly $100,000. So one of the things I want to do with it is obviously pay off the car, but it's not quite enough to pay off the house. So I guess my question is, do I wait with this volatile asset, or do I sell it all and move it into something more traditional? Because over the course of 2020, I actually did the figures, and it's earned me 649%, and the expectations are that it could go even higher. Now, it's a volatile asset. It swings now every day. You know, it was worth, the swings now are more than it was worth a year ago. So I guess I'm just kind of nervous about keeping this large amount of cash in this volatile asset, and but still having to worry about a house that I'd like to pay off in the meantime.
Yeah, you got Vegas problems, man. I mean, you walked up to the slot machine, put a quarter in, and it dumped a bunch of quarters out, and now you want to you have this temptation to think that's a plan.
Yeah.
And thus is the problem with anything that is a extremely volatile asset, to use your phrase, and also unpredictable, which is the volatility. So you're asking me what I would do? I would cash it all out tomorrow. Well, I wouldn't have been in it in the first place, though. So,
well, I was, you know, I'm single. I felt like I could afford to take the risk. I had a snowball plan for all the other items.
Yeah.
And the next two, you know, the next two.
Well, that's what the guy told me when he was playing the roulette wheel, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
I can
afford to lose the money, and I call this entertainment. And he lost, you know, I stood there and watched him lose 10 grand and at the blackjack table. So, you know, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're asking me what I would do. I wouldn't have been in it in the first place, and I wouldn't stay in it, and I would cash it out tomorrow, and I would put the money on some common sense things.
Yes.
Instead of playing, you know, you're sitting here explaining to me all the problems with the investment.
Yeah.
And, you know, you already know what you need to do.
Yeah.
You just want somebody else to say it out loud.
And he's trying to justify it with his age. Like, I'm young. I have time to lose money. I don't care, man. I'm young. I do not have
time to lose money.
You
what
know?
Does that mean? I can get over my stupid later?
Right.
You know.
I'm in debt. I have a car that I probably, well, I want to say that. You probably can afford the car, but you couldn't afford the car because you finance it. But anyways, what I'm saying now is I agree with Dave. Be young, be wise, cash it out, pay off the car,
take your fabulous income and use that to build wealth with. That is a much more proven strategy to build wealth than playing volatile assets.
Yeah.
You know, buying gold or buying commodities or buying Bitcoin or buying currencies. I mean, there's a lot of volatile. You can do options. I mean, you can be playing, you know, you can be selling short on the market. You can be day trading. There's all kinds of things you can do and occasionally make money at it, and most of the time end up losing it all.
Right.
And Bitcoin is in that category. I mean, it's a high-risk play.
And I don't know if the numbers have changed, Dave, but isn't it right around nearly 80% of people lose money?
On day trading.
On day trading?
Yeah. But Bitcoin, but, you know.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's had a fabulous run in the last year, but that doesn't mean it's an investment you need to do.
Right.
I mean, gold had a fabulous run for a while there, but that doesn't mean it's an investment you need to do.
Right.
These commodity plays and currency plays are just dangerous.
Yeah.
And so you do what you want to do, Ray. But I have zero money invested in that type of thing. I work too hard for it, and I really don't have any desire to lose it. The government takes enough of it without me losing it. And you know, that it's a... But again, you're looking at the rate of return, and you're measuring that against your risk, and you're going to make that call.
Yeah.
But you ask us what we would do, and that's what you'll get here, is we're an expert on our opinion. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.